Lori and Steve, what is service level and how is it calculated in the call center?
Service level is a common method for measuring service to a particular queue, call type, or call center. It's one of the most important measures of customer experience. It's measured as the percentage of calls answered within Y seconds. It's also a very important metric when you go to determine the number of staff that you need. If you don't know the target service level that you're really looking to achieve, it's very difficult to staff and plan appropriately for that.
Service level comes out of typically your measurement system associated with your automatic call distributor. So if you've set your service level target at 80% of calls in 35 seconds, it's going to tell you if you're achieving that or what percentage success rate you are achieving against that target that you've defined.
And what's the difference between service level and average speed of answer?
Well, a lot of people seem to focus on ASA, and it's a common measure, but as it indicates, it's an average. So if you think about a curve, you know, you could be answering a lot of calls very, very quickly, where there's an equal number of calls that are having a very long wait time. And so service level is generally thought of as the better metric because it gives a more realistic view of the consistent experience you're trying to create for customers. The percentage target on service level is generally a fairly high number, 80, 85, 90%. And so we're saying, I've got a bar I'm setting. I want most of my customers, the vast majority, to be answered relatively quickly. ASA, while a system will spit that out as a metric as well, kind of more of a balance, and you could be having a lot of customers having not as good of an experience as what you're trying to reach. The service level is also used as the planning element in Erlang modeling, which is a key part of forecasting and scheduling.
Okay.